Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service.
And welcome to day 26 for our In His Steps, The Legacy Lives On. And today specifically our lesson is on gifted to serve one another. Rick Warren wrote, "Your spiritual gifts were not given for your own benefit, but for the benefit of others, just as other people were given gifts for your benefit." And John Maxwell wrote, "When you find your spiritual gift, God will give you an opportunity to use it." And our text is from 1 Peter 4, 10 and 11, which reads, "As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To Him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." Today's scripture involves serving others and glorifying God through the spiritual gifts He has given you. Just a few verses earlier, we read these words in 1 Peter 4, 5. "But they will give account of Him who is ready to judge the living and the dead." Often the subject of serving is mentioned when Scripture speaks of Jesus' return. We should be serving Jesus now because He could come back at any moment. David Case and David Holdren, in a commentary for Bible students, gives the following insight into 1 Peter 4, 10 and 11. Peter writes that believers can demonstrate deep love by using their spiritual gifts. The word for gift in chapter 4, verse 10 is charismata, which means gift or gracious gift. It comes from the root word for grace. Paul is known for providing us with lists of spiritual gifts, Romans 12, 6 through 8, where seven gifts are mentioned, and 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 11, where he identifies nine. Peter, in contrast, provides two basic categories under which all gifts fall: gifts of speaking and gifts of action. As far as action is concerned, Peter reminds his readers that spiritual gifts are to be used to serve others. The word "serve" is the word from which we get our concept of a deacon. The act of serving others carries the idea of spiritual ministry, as Acts 6, 3 and 4 indicate. Service must be done with the strength God provides, 4:11. That is why serving others is a spiritual gift. Serving is one of many spiritual gifts. Please note that while certain people do not have this God-given gift, we're all called to share our faith and serve one another. One way we live out God's calling to serve others is through the use of special gifts that He has given us. His gifts are extremely valuable because they serve others and glorify God. Do you realize the worth of the gifts that God has given you? Charles Spurgeon once visited a woman who was living in poverty. While visiting her, Spurgeon noticed something on the wall of her house. It was a framed document hanging on her wall. He asked her, "Where did you get this document?" She said, "An elderly man who used to be my neighbor gave it to me many years ago for safekeeping. However, he died, so I just hung it there as a reminder of him. He entrusted that document to me." Spurgeon persuaded her to let him take it to an attorney and find out exactly what the document meant. He discovered that it was the will of a very wealthy man. He had left this lady, who was living in poverty, a great deal of money. She didn't know it, but she was extremely wealthy. All of the time, she had the right to receive more money than she ever needed. This is precisely how some people are living their spiritual lives. They have a spiritual gift from the supreme giver, God Himself. They don't even realize it. You need to find your gift so that you can fulfill your calling. Every believer has at least one gift. We're saved by grace so that we can then serve by the grace gift of God. Spiritual gifts are a matter of stewardship. We're going to give an account to the Lord one day for what we did with the gifts that He gave us. Perhaps another story will help us trust for God's generosity and will help us and encourage us to serve Him out of our giftings. A letter came to the post office bearing a child's signature and handwriting. It was addressed to God. A postal worker, not knowing what to do, opened the letter and read these words. "Dear God, my name is Jimmy. I am sick. My father is dead. My mother is having a hard time raising my sister and me. Would you please send $500? The employee was so moved by the letter that he took up an impromptu offering and mailed it in the amount of $300 to the home. After a while, the post office got a second letter addressed to God, thanking God for the money. But the boy ended with this advice: "Next time, God, please deliver the money directly to our home. If you send it through the post office, they'll deduct $200. As believers, we trust that God is a generous giver. We believe that He has given spiritual gifts to us for the benefit of others. God has delivered His gifts to His children, and He's not holding out on us. If His gifts aren't being used, it is not God's fault. Have you identified your gifts from God? If not, how can you use a gift that you've never opened? We're called to be a good steward of the gifts God has entrusted to us. We must never shortchange God by only partially using what He has fully given. When we all use our God-given gifts to serve one another, God is glorified in everything. When we keep God's gift to ourselves, God does not receive all the glory He deserves." And here are three questions to help us understand better how to apply this. Question one, what are your spiritual gifts? Question two, in what specific ways should you be serving others with those gifts? Question three, how can your gifts glorify God? And number four, read and respond to the following statement from Charles Spurgeon. God never loses sight of the treasure which He has placed in our earthen vessels. Let us pray. Oh God, may we wake up every day asking the question, God, who are you going to put in my path today that I can serve? And in serving that person, I'll be serving you. And oh God, I pray that we all will be deeply engaged in serving because we don't know when you're coming back. And we want to be found to be doing your will. May we do that today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.